This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2247. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded June 13th, Antarctica, Brazil, China, Cuba, Finland, Germany, Indonesia, Korea North, Mali, New Zealand, North America, Oklahoma, Romania, Scotland, Tibet, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, unidentified, CQ Magazine, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. On the first day of winter each year, there's a special broadcast for the British Antarctic Survey from BBC. That is this year, Friday, June 21st, at 21:30 until 2200 UT. But there's a test exactly 1 week in advance for half that period, 21:30 to 21:45, on Friday, 14 June. And if all of the frequencies tested work out, they'll be repeated for the actual broadcast. Wolfgang Büschel found out from Steve Palmer via Dave Porter. This year's frequencies, via the UAE 7255, via Wolverton, UK 11685 and 9585, and via Ascension 9870. That is according to Steve Palmer of Encompass Digital Media. This program is traditionally allowing greetings from relatives to those serving in Antarctica with some brief musical bits as well. And in communication of the British DX Club, they remind us that last year, at least a slightly shorter version was carried on some BBC World Service English streams at 0132 UT the following day. That would be UT Saturday, 22 June. This first item, of course, was filed alphabetically under Antarctica Non. From São Paulo State, Brazil, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich reports hearing the station on 7505 with techno-pop music at 1840 to 2005 UT, on the 8th of June, a good signal with some fades. He thought it was Brazilian Radio Clube Free. Of course, 7505 is a WRNO frequency, but it would not be on the air nor audible at that time of day, nor would it be playing techno-pop music. Under China Non, of note is that the Epoch Times is in trouble. That's the publication which is related to Falun Gong, and hence is related to Sound of Hope, the clandestine for China from Taiwan and other sites. Press reports from AP are summarized as follows. Federal prosecutors in New York charged Weidong Bill Guan of Secaucus, New Jersey, chief financial officer of the Epoch Times, of steering at least $67 million in criminal proceeds, much from fraudulently obtained unemployment insurance benefits, to the company, its affiliates, and himself. He has been arrested, so what will become of the Epoch Times? Meanwhile, some Chinese musical jamming has appeared on unlisted frequencies, possibly against Sound of Hope, where it may or may not actually be operating. 15180, June 11th at 1926, I had continuous, traditional Chinese instrumental music, no announcements and no vocals, into the Maryland remote receiver. It didn't really sound like Fire Dragon, there wasn't much percussion. But in the listings, there's nothing to account for this jamming. Or is it just music fill instead of Portuguese? There is a Portuguese hour at that time scheduled on other frequencies. And here is another anomaly from Rick Martin in Arizona on June 10th at 1455 on 11620. Chinese instrumental music, sounding more like the old Taiwan program Jade Bells and Bamboo Pipes than Firedrake. But who is it? Nothing listed. Music was also remarkably different from the Chinese restaurant music, substituting for the Portuguese language by CRI, and this closed suddenly at 1600. Furthermore, I was hearing noise jamming, unusual for China, instead of music of some sort, on 11900, until 15 UT, that's the Chinese hour of VOA, via Philippines. The jamming went off when it went off after Yankee Doodle Dandy at 1501. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. You never know quite what to expect on any of their known frequencies. 15230, I found, was not on the air June 8th at midnight 50 UT. But when I rechecked it 0113, it was on, but with 5 over 9 of dead air. 15230 is never scheduled as an English frequency. Nevertheless, Harold Sellers in BC was hearing RHC there June 13th at 0208 in English. Fair but incomprehensible with very distorted audio, and parallel to barely audible 6,000 where English is supposed to be. More spy numbers from Cuba have been heard again by Rick Barton in Arizona last week. He was reporting 11635, and his further logs, 10345, June 4th at 0830 in progress, the HM01 number station. Kept going past 09 UT, but open carrier at 0945. Then on June 5th, 11635 was heard at 0810 in progress. The five-figure voice number groups, no strange tones, animal noises, or other anomalies this time. And on June 7th or 8th, 0620 UT in progress on 10345. He says since reactivating, the number stations occupy a single frequency for hours on end. Note that local morning transmissions on 11435, 11530, and 11635 are not being heard for some time at 16, 17, and 18 UT. Then on June 9th, 10860 at 0625 in progress. It went to 10345 at 0600 and to 11635 at 0800. And one more on June 10th at 0625, past 0645 on 13435. Finland, perhaps non, in the British Jazz Club, David Morris reports hearing, with reasonable strength, Scandinavian weekend radio from about 1745 UT on an unlisted frequency, 6035. Of course, their well-publicized and listed authorized shortwave frequencies are 5980 and 6170. Dave Kenny replies about this monthly broadcast on the first Saturday. 6035 would be an unofficial relay, perhaps from Holland. The genuine SWR from Finland is just about audible at 1815 on 11690, and a weak signal in parallel with a stronger relay on 6035. Time for another Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, a monthly now, via Channel 292 in Germany, Saturday, June 15th, featuring music from Haiti and the Dominican Republic. There are three broadcasts at 17 UT on 9670, beamed towards South Asia. At 19 on 3955 and 6070, omnidirectional, and at 23 UT on 3955. A discussion we'll get to later about changes for DRM in Romania also led to a mention by the DRM people that Funklust in Germany was being heard in many foreign countries on DRM via FM. Obviously, they were confusing FM with shortwave because Funklust does have a low power on 15785 DRM. Chris Mackle in New Zealand says Funklust, formerly known as Bit Express, has been heard in New Zealand, though very briefly as you might expect with such low power. It's the ultimate DRM-DX challenge for me. I received them for a few minutes 2 years ago. It's still active on 15785. Dr. Hans Schirgbiener confirms it is via a remote receiver. He was hearing it intermittently decoding June 13th at 1617. Upon Osilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard confirms that the Voice of Indonesia has corrected its new frequency to exactly 4755 instead of 4754.83. It was on frequency June 8th before and after 13 UT at threshold audio level unreadable and seemed parallel to 3325. Ron says, when I got home, I checked the Bandung, Indonesia remote. Yes, on 4755.00. First time I ever used a remote, and I believe I did it correctly. It was fun hearing VOI with very readable audio on 4755. Then on June 10th at the beach, Ron reports 4755 exactly. Voice of Indonesia Channel 1, before 13 UT, in Japanese, and parallel to 3325. English should have followed at 1300 and also at 10 until 11 UT. Ron Howard also reports RRI Nabiri Pro 1 on 7289.93. June 12th, tuned in at 0815, till cutoff at 0908 UT. First, there were easy-listening songs and announcers until 8:45, switching to Middle Eastern and Islamic-style music and singing. The Islamic segment itself started at 0854. Then at 09:04, more songs till suddenly ending transmission at 9:08. And he says the former 6125 used years ago after 7289 closed down is still no longer used, checking after 09:08. Voice of Korea observations by Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight, G4ZBH. Rumbling noise on 15245, June 11th. Korean at 17, English at 18 UT. And on June 12th, a hum on the transmission on 15245. For years, even before the new Chinese transmitters were installed, Voice of Korea suffers from audio feed trouble. Another program service, or jamming, heard faintly in the background of the main transmission language. One of their transmitters has distorted modulation, observed on their North Africa services on 11645 and 11635 earlier this year. You would expect to hear Mali on 5995, but this concerns Mali Nan from Richard Langley, New Brunswick. On the air June 8th on nominal 5995, actually 11 hertz low, using the Holland remote, at 1745 UT, fair to poor signal. Checking for Mali, as usual on a Saturday, when I heard something definitely not Malian. In fact, it was a European pirate, Radio Blackstone. On June 12th, Chris Mackerel in New Zealand says, for those interested in the status of RNZ's new transmitter, I asked Adrian Sainsbury about it, and he replied, I have just spent a day at Rangitaiki. The new transmitter installation is progressing well, but running behind schedule. It is being tested into a dummy load to avoid interruption to our HF service. Cannot be sure what the start date will be. The Thales engineer from Switzerland is still working on the installation. However, Chris shortly follows up later, early UT, June 13th. RNZ currently testing their new transmitter with tones on 17900 at 0212 UT. And then Brian Clark in New Zealand replies, according to a call from Adrian Sainsbury to Barry Hartley, relayed to me a few minutes ago, I've heard tone tests and open carrier at strong level on 17900.050. At 0222 UT, tune in, off at 223 and back on at 225. So keep an ear out. Harold Sellers, NBC, then says, I heard a test tone come on at 0229, S9 plus on 17900. And Tony Pavick in Hope, BC says, got them S9 here. Very short DRM test at 237, give or take. I missed getting an image, but it came up test message in the DRM plugin of SDR Uno. No audio so far on the DRM tests. And apparently this was all done by 0300 UT when Walt Samenhief and I tried to hear 17900. The only North American pirate on the band when I tuned around June 9th at 0223 was on 6950 USB. Pirate rock, 5/9, but high storm noise level. Never in a sesquimega year would I have guessed it is barf nugget radio, as per reports at HF Underground. There was an SSTV ID at 227 and off at 0236. Eric Fetterswalp in Lake Stevens, Washington says, on June 8th, it's been a long while since I've last heard Josiah. But when I tuned in and checked 7475 at 0415 UT, there he was, station YHWH. Deep fades, relatively low audio, but he is indeed on the air again. And Eric says, heard again two nights later, UT, June 10th, barely audible near Seattle, at 03 UT, while it's still daylight, but he's more audible via the northern Utah remote at 0320 on 7475. And then also heard by Walt Salmaniv in BC at a good level, even though it's several hours before sunset, 9 hertz below 7475, at 0328, but then the audio was cut, the carrier remained, checked again at 0355, and he was going again with good reception. An ID for YHWH, and introducing his talk. Via the northern Utah remote, I was also hearing Josiah, June 10th at 0348, and let him play in the background. He was gone by 0432. And then many other reports on UT June 11th, 12th, and 13th. A letter from Ron Howard in California from 0345 until 0442 with his usual diatribe against Christianity, especially anti-Roman Catholic. Via international vacuum, internet, medium, high, and very high frequencies, World of Radio, 2247, a non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com, for which Financial support is appreciated by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Now more to our news last week about the Clear Channel 50 kilowatt station in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on 1170. Chris Krug in Tulsa, KC5IIE, says they announced a format change on June 26th. KTSB will cease to exist. The new station will be KOTV-AM. They've not announced the new format, but I suspect more right-wing talk. I actually enjoyed their local sports for 6 hours a day, but I'll switch to KTBZ 1430 for my somewhat local sports fix. I pointed out before, KOTV is the Channel 6 CBS station in Tulsa. But a TV station leading to a radio station is not unique. Take Casper, Wyoming, where Channel 2 KTWO eventually became the call sign of Medium Wave 1030. Should you hear dead air in stereo on 93.9 by Sporadic E, that could be KIMY, Watonga, Oklahoma, my semi-local. Both on June 12th and 13th, there was no modulation. It went on and on with dead air. Standard remark about how can a station expect to have any listeners if no one there even notices when it's silent. Their RDS display, however, was still showing Gospel Station. Another station transmitting dead air for quite a while on June 9th was on 107.7. It must have been KRXO in Oklahoma City. And Channel 4 in Oklahoma City, KFOR, actually on RF-27, has been celebrating its 75th anniversary. Originally WKY-TV, and in between it was known as KTVY. Check their website for lots of clips of their old programming, KFOR.com, and look for Channel 4 Archives. Mike Terry forwards this, which reads like a press release from the DRM Consortium. Radio Romania International and Radiocom, its network operator, have significantly enhanced and optimized their DRM transmission this week by upgrading configuration of their DRM content server head-in system, including a switch to DRM's default audio codec and addition of latest news in several languages via DRM's Journaling Advanced Text feature. The improvements from Chiganesh Jr. Bucharest receive sincerest thanks for DRM unconditional support from the Chief Engineer for National and International Stations of Romanian Radio Broadcasting Corporation, Mr. Costin Trif. But Richard Langley asks, has anyone noticed any actual on-air changes or differences yet from RRI and DRM? Gotland Non, Bryce Avery of Radio Tumbril, the classical music program Encore, has details about this fortnight's program, starting Friday, June 14th. It's a Scandinavian-inspired midsummer special with music by Mary Canto, Alf Vane, Carl Nielsen, Mendelssohn, and music also from Iceland and Grieg. You can see the playlist at www.tumbril.co.uk. Here are the times and frequencies. First on WRMI, Friday at 02 on 5850, at 20 on 15770. UT Sunday at 01 on 5850. UT Monday at 02 on 5950. And Tuesday at 13 on 15770. And also via channel 292 in Germany. Saturday at 10 on 9670. Sunday at 19 on 3955. Gavin Waters in Melbourne, Victoria says, I had my first Voice of Tibet experience when I stumbled across Voice of Tibet on 9864 at 13 UT June 11th, but they suddenly left the air at 1306. Consulting the ALKI schedules, I was able to hear them at 1307 on 9877, where they had a bad heterodyne from 9875, probably India. That went off the air at 1312, the next frequency 9887. It was supposed to start at 1330, but did not come on until 1336. ALKI shows 9893 from 1335, and there they were, until my curiosity ran out about 1350 and turned them off. Of course, all these frequency changes during a broadcast are supposedly to make jamming more difficult. Gavin continues, ALKI lists different transmitter countries for these. Tajikistan on 9864, 9877, and 9893, and Tashkent, Uzbekistan, on 9887. In each case, there was no tuning or interval signal. There seemed to be a station ID introducing the broadcast and theme music similar in each case. Forgive my excitement witnessing a new station for me, four frequencies, three of them for only 6 minutes, two different transmitter sites in the space of 40 minutes. The clandestine voice of Tibet. Gavin Waters also says, voice of Turkey is often overmodulated on 9875, English at 2030 UT. Despite their strong signal, they go co-channel with Pyongyang, voice of Korea, also strong, when they could do much better on many other frequencies nearby, such as 9895 or 9905. But no, year after year, they are co-channel. Alan Holder in the UK replies, the reason for the clash between Turkey and North Korea is the HFCC planners never cross-reference their registrations with the ITU database. Surely it's not rocket science to do this. North Korean registrations have appeared on the ITU listing for several seasons now, so the collision on 9875 could easily be avoided. Another long-standing problem are collisions between North Korea and China in the European area. Also, what happens to the listener reports we take so much time and effort to send to broadcasters? With many stations, it seems the QSLs are issued, and reports are filed away or discarded. So the useful info we provide never seems to reach the frequency planners. In the case of Turkey, some years ago, one of my reports was passed to the two ladies in the scheduling section at TRT. We then had a good working relationship until 2008, a staff reorganization, and the ladies moved on to other jobs. Sadly, my further contacts to the replacements did not yield any replies. Also, frequency planners at Vietnam and China obviously do not cross-check their registrations thoroughly, resulting in collisions. I'm not getting much FMDX, but I do log some 10-meter beacons, such as on 28209, K7EMX, in Kearns, Utah. This was June 12th at 2207, and then I looked them up at QRZ.com. I especially recommend his page there, that's K7EMX, Echo Mike X-Ray. If you have hours or days to spare, it's a huge illustrated page with stills and audio videos and lots of humor, partly political. Here is a new book you might want to seek out. David Cole sends this notice from, all one word, KentStateUniversityPress.com. The title is Behind the White House Curtain. It's by Stephen L. Herman, Chief National Correspondent for VOA. Another world of radio broadcast has been replaced by something else on WRMI, UT Thursday at 0130, no longer on 9395. And this week, June 13th, the other frequency, which carries World of Radio 5010 at the same time, was off the air. WBCQ still running repeats of Alan and Angela Worldwide for the seventh week in a row, UT Saturday, June 8th at midnight on 7490. However, I heard some news unexpectedly about WBCQ by running across Tim Tron on the ham band. He runs AM on 7288.9, June 12th at 0637. He was talking about air filters, transmitters, the MW50, the one they got from WRMI. And he said the 3265 transmitter is just sitting there. Nobody wants to buy time on it. He referred to a fire happening, not clear whether recently or historically, and then he belched. I recognized his voice immediately, and finally he ID'd as WA1HLR. He is usually heard on the AM area of the 80-meter band, I think around 3890. But this 40-meter frequency could interfere with Indonesia on 7289.93, so I warned Ron Howard to watch out. Not shown on WRMI's schedule, but on 9955, weekends before 07 UT, on June 8th and 9th, I was hearing something in Spanish. It appeared to be a relay of RAI in Argentina, certainly not scheduled at this time. And after 07, there was Radio Poland in English. That came from WRN. Last week, we observed that Radio Free Asia will not verify more than 7 reports per week from any one listener. And now here's another limitation, according to CIDX Messenger from WRMI. As noted on the reception report form, we are unable to answer more than 1 reception report per person each month. WWN had been missing from 15610 for many weeks, that's their English frequency, but now their Spanish frequency has also been missing, 12050. So I asked Glenn Tapley at WWN, could you enlighten us about the prospects for ever returning to shortwave? He did not reply to me, but to Tony Pavick. We have some major equipment issues. English needed a new tube for the Continental transmitter. It took 8 months to have one made and delivered. It failed, so back to square one. The transmitter carrying Spanish decided to fail. Parts are ordered, and hopefully we can be back on soon. Von Howard in California and I note that Radio Vanuatu has gone missing again. No signal on 7260. On June 12th or 13th, between 0605 and 0910. Probably from Venezuela on 4940, Estación 4940 has been quite irregular, but Manuel Mendez in Spain has heard it again. It went off the air at exactly the same minute two consecutive nights, June 11th and 12th, at 0449. He tuned in earlier in that hour. They cut off abruptly with no audio and no carrier, and it was extremely weak with unreadable comments and songs. That is on the second night. On the first night, he copied this ID, Banda de 60 metros, Estación 4940, llegando a toda Venezuela. Now some strange unidentifieds. Rick Barton in Arizona reports on 11020, Raspers, June 8th at 0600, mystery stations, dubbed by Harry Helms as Raspers. These are dot-dash stations. Some others call them bonkers. Seemingly nightly, now on this frequency, multiple stations, and a strong signal. And again multiples, and very loud, on June 10th at 0530. And Ron Trotto in Verdon, Illinois, reports on VHF 58.41 megahertz, a Spanish station, June 12th at 0830. A good signal with rapid fading. Mexican tunes and a male and female announcer. Classical radio ID by the female at 0833, he says, but it faded out before he could get the call letters. It seems to be in Chicago. What would it be on 58.41 megahertz? Mike Terry forwards a notice from ARRL that field day is June 22nd and 23rd. That seems like 2 days. Ham radio's open house. More than 40,000 hams set up temporary transmitting stations in public places to demonstrate ham radio. Via shortwave bulletin, John, AE5X, notes the final death of CQ Magazine. Its website has been down for several days, and now their email no longer works. One columnist says they had been on hold since last October. Oh, goodbye to CQ. Now gone the way of Ham Radio, Ham Radio Horizons, and 73 Magazine. The good ones die off, mediocrity lives on. In the medium wave circle, Andrew Braid reports that the FCC is seeking comments on May's geomagnetic storm from members of the public on impacts on HF communications, peaking May 10th and 11th, one of the most severe geomagnetic disturbances ever recorded, with aurora seen at low latitudes. The deadline is 24 June. You can reach the website at fcc.gov by entering 24-161 in the Proceedings box. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued June 10th. Quiet to unsettled conditions expected from June 13th to July 6th. ANK indices no higher than 5 and 2 or 8 and 3. Solar flux tipping to 155 June 15th and 16th, and peaking at 205 June 26th to 29th, down to 160 by July 6th. Thus concludes World of Radio 2247. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.